You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Matchbox 20. She's So Mean, playing on Snow FM. Simo and Jordan with you. 12 minutes gone on your 9 o'clock.
And Simo, a lot of easing of the restrictions all around the world all due to COVID-19.
Mm.
Here in Australia, I think pubs and some cafes and restaurants that you can sit in, but only 10 people, up to 10 people. I think that's where we're at the moment.
You can check out the New South Wales government website for all the updates on that, nsw.gov.au.
Mm-hmm. And Simo, a couple of restaurants and cafes around the world are starting to reopen as well. However, they have come up with kind of unique ways to keep customers 1.5 metres apart, because social distancing, even though the restrictions are easing, social distancing is still a thing.
That's what is good about the human race. Got to get innovative and work out ways to deal with the new scenarios.
Well, Simo, I got a couple of restaurants and cafes here. One's in America, one's in Germany.
Oh.
They've both come up with creative ways, shall we say, to deal with keeping customers 1.5 metres away. And both of these ways work, we should say. They 100% work. However, they are a little bit ridiculous.
Well, I haven't heard them yet, but the German one would be efficient. German engineering, it would work, I believe.
You're wrong, wrong, and wrong.
What have they
done? Should we start with the German one?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, Simo, I'm going to tell you both these, and I want you to try and tell me which one you think is like more ridiculous.
This is the mother country. These are my people.
And you can play along as well. 645-72-977. Give us a call if you want to share your thoughts on these. German cafe is giving customers pool noodles to enforce that people stay 1.5 metres away. Do you know what pool noodles are?
Oh, pool. Right.
Yeah, for like swimming pools.
So
these big noodle foam things. Hey. They look like a giant noodle.
Mm.
And they float, and you can whack your brother over the head with one and it doesn't hurt. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, that works.
So they are forcing customers to wear one of these pool noodles on their head, which is kind of the middle of the noodle would be attached to the middle of the head, and then out each side is about a meter or so worth of noodle.
Nice.
So just imagine, it's more or less like people sitting in a cafe and they look just like they've got helicopter rotor blades on top of their head that aren't spinning around. Simo, I've got a photo over there I'm showing you now.
Nice. Yeah, they must have borrowed this from the... brilliant. Yeah, no, see, it's simple and effective.
I mean,
Much like German cars.
It works. I do fear that, you know, if you just have to perhaps, you know, turn your head or something, you might knock your coffee off the table.
They turn too fast, they might fly away.
Oh, I mean, that could happen as well. But no, they might not knock their coffee off the table. But I reckon that works.
Yeah, I'm happy with that. They've borrowed that off the Chinese, because when the Chinese school kids went back to the classroom, their first task was an arts and craft thing, and they had to build a hat, which would ensure a 1.5 metre social distance. So all the kids basically built these little paper aeroplane wings on their hats. So, you know, it seems to be a common theme. It shows that we're all not so different.
So what you're saying is this German engineering is actually stolen from China.
Look, yes.
Second one, this cafe in America is making all waiters and waitresses wear, I don't know what the technical term is for it, but you know, have you seen, if you go to the beach or the lake or whatever, you might get this inflatable pool donut kind of thing.
Yeah.
This is making all the waiters and waitresses wear one of these inflatable pool donuts around their waist, thus meaning they can't get too close to each other.
Yeah, it's like a tire.
Yeah, more or less like a tire around their waist that's kind of inflatable, and that's stopping people from getting too close to each other.
Yeah, floaty. It's like a floaty ring.
Also, Simo, which one do you reckon out of those two? I mean, both, like I say, completely work. However, they are a bit ridiculous. Which one do you reckon's more?
Oh, can I have a third option?
I don't have a third option.
Stay home.
Simo and Jordan.
Put a ring on it, Beyonce, all the single ladies this morning on Snow FM at breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan with you. And
you made yourself laugh then.
I did. So time capsules, did you ever do one of those?
So what are these time capsules? When you get a box, put it in the ground and then dig it up years later, is that what you're talking about?
Do you have to do one of those for school maybe, like when you graduated?
I remember actually, this is true, my school did one, like this is 30 years ago or something.
Right.
Forgot about it. built a building on top of it and couldn't get to it.
Yeah, right. Classic.
So there is one from like the 70s underneath my old school, but it's where they built a whole lot of classrooms, so they can't get to it.
Someone's going to find that in a millennia from now and be like, they're going to assume that...
What was the 70s like?
What, Jordan? Wait, was it your stuff?
No. This was like they dug it there, they put it there in like the 1970s.
Oh, right.
And then they were going to dig it up like 30 years later, the turn of the millennia. But they couldn't because there was classrooms built on top of it.
Ah, the benefit of foresight, huh?
Ah, yes.
What about 9 weeks ago? Is there anything that you feel like you might have left behind before lockdown happened, before the restrictions were put in place?
Nothing immediately springing to mind, I'm not gonna lie.
There's been some people that have, you know, slowly been welcomed back into their offices.
Mm-hmm.
One particular woman found that she left a banana in her top drawer.
Oh, I see. Yes, I read about this like 9 weeks ago, and then the banana did not make it through quarantine, I think it's safe to say.
But bright side, she's probably got some moss now in the top drawer, so created its own little ecosystem.
There you go. Genius.
So what I've got for us this morning is a top five forgotten relics. Top five.
So this is a top five that you've created?
Yes.
Of things that...
Lay forgotten somewhere.
I see. Okay, I'm with you.
Coming in at number five is the cup of morning tea. Where the hell did you put it?
Well, Simo, I think that's stuff that you forget. Because you make yourself a cup of tea every morning.
Yep.
And... forget to drink it. I can see it. It's over there. You normally forget to drink it.
I poured it at 4:30 this morning. Still good. And, I imagine lots of people forget about their hot beverages. You don't drink them, so you don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I don't drink hot drinks, so maybe, yeah.
Number four, your kid's sandwich that he was supposed to eat at recess that time.
Yeah,
it's in the back of the bag. No one's touched it.
Yeah, and I remember that's a thing that I used to do. I would never eat lunch that Mum made me, and it would go mouldy in my backpack.
And coming in at number three, while your kid didn't eat their sandwich, you still have hold of your year five report card that you never showed your parents.
I do have a couple of them hidden in the wardrobe where they can't reach.
So, you know, Mum and Dad, they're...
Yeah, no, we didn't get school reports this year. Weird. No. Anyway, let's go to the beach.
They're probably still hanging out to know what you got for home ec in grade five.
The answer... It wasn't well.
Yeah, because your kid's not eating your sandwiches now either, so... Coming in at number two... of your forgotten relics is the iron. Did you leave the iron on this morning?
I hope not.
Everyone in the Snellies is now like, wait, did we... We got to go back.
Hang on. Turn the car around.
And coming in at number one on the top five forgotten relics is your two fruit and four veg every day. You getting it?
I think you've forgotten one, isn't it? Two fruit and five veg.
One extra?
No, I think that's what we're meant to eat, not two and four. I think it's two and five.
That was your top five.
You literally forgotten that you had to do one. What are the chances of actually eating it?
Michael Bublé now, we're throwing it back. It is. Just haven't met you yet. It plays now. You're on Snow FM. Simo and Jordan right here with you. Morning.
Simo and Jordan.
Imagine Dragons, Demons on Snow FM. It's Simo and Jordan right here with you.
And Simo, if you were going to rob like a bank or a store...
Yeah.
Which, by the way, we do not condone.
No.
But if you were, what disguise would you go for? Do you have one in mind?
Ooh, definitely a hood.
Mm-hmm.
Wear a hood, maybe a fake moustache underneath a balaclava.
What are you, some kind of evil genius out of a low-budget film?
Yeah.
He was wearing a hood and an obviously fake moustache.
Classic misdirection.
What else would you like? Have a fake beard as well or too much?
No,
just fake moustache.
Fake beard as well. Get amongst some of that. Peg leg as well.
You'd chop one of your legs off.
No, peg leg. So like with a third leg. So like, you know, hey, have you ever
what?
Seen... You could hold an
you
extra...
give yourself an extra leg?
Yeah. Class, just misdirection. Be like, we're looking for a three-legged man. Good luck.
I mean, yeah, but... How would that work? Would you attach a third leg to your waist? Or how
does
it work?
You just hold the third leg in your...
Oh, okay, so it's not a tat. Okay, no. Whose leg is it?
No, it's just a fake.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I've come to rob a store, but first I chop this guy's leg off.
No, like threaten to kick people. Don't take a gun.
Oh, I see.
Extra leg.
Would that be less... No, actually, that would probably be more scary than a gun now I think about it.
I can tell you're wearing a fake moustache underneath that balaclava.
Well, Simo, the reason... Actually, yeah, if you've got a balaclava, why do you have a fake moustache?
Again,
it's a complete waste.
Misdirection, they'll never find me.
Okay. You've obviously put a lot of thought into this. I'm mildly concerned.
Not at all.
You're denying it now. Don't know, laying it on too thick. Well, Simo, have you ever thought about wearing a watermelon?
Oh, there you go. These guys, I have read this. They are off of my... They're men of my own heart.
Head on over to SnowFM Instagram story if you want to check out the picture of this. It is...
super dumb.
Ludicrous.
Yep.
I think it was the best way of describing it. Two guys. In fact, you know, I've got the official report here.
Nice.
On May 6th, 2020, at 21:35 hours, two subjects arrived at the Sheets. This is in America, by the way.
Hmm.
And lifted a 2006 black Toyota while wearing hollowed out watermelon rinds with holes cut in for eyes. Where they proceeded to commit larceny in the store.
Well, it's a juicy crime.
I know. So what it is, so two guys have gone into a convenience store in America wearing nothing but hollowed out watermelons on their head.
Because the only time you ever see someone wearing a hollowed out watermelon is at the cricket.
And cricket's not really popular in America.
Mm.
So we can rule out their cricket fans. I think that's safe to say.
Because is that just for show or does it keep you cool? Is that why they do it?
Oh, the watermelon.
Yeah, do watermelons
keep
you cool?
I think it's just trying to make cricket more interesting.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a cricket fan, but I admit sometimes it is a bit boring and sometimes you do need a watermelon on your head.
It's like everyone's wearing white, so we need to add a bit of colour as well. Mm-hmm. So like watermelons, they're green and red and it's got a lot going on.
Well, I mean, these guys are still on the run.
Oh, hell.
So they haven't found them yet, so keep an eye out at your nearest cricket ground whenever cricket starts up again.
For some hoodlums.
If you see someone in a hood, if you see someone wearing a watermelon, they're either just cricket hooligans or robbers.
Yeah, one of the two.
Either or.
As long as they weren't wearing rock melon, I'm much more of a, you rock or watermelon?
Look, I'm not going to lie.
Which one?
Don't really know. What's a rock melon?
A rock melon, like...
Oh, is that the orange one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
My
goodness. No watermelon.
Don't touch the orange one.
Nah, not a fan of that.
Simo and Jordan.
Sean Paul with a bit of temperature this morning. 17 minutes on the way to your 10 o'clock. And next up, a little confronting, Jordan.
Okay.
All right. Now, you are the youngest, aren't you, in regards to...
Out of us two, yes.
Yes, but also your siblings?
Yeah.
Right? You're the youngest?
Mm-hmm.
So you probably wouldn't have had to deal with this, but going through school, did you have to get the birds and the bees chat and witness potentially... a birth, so you could understand how all that happened?
This is confronting. I think...
Did you do that at school?
Yeah, like yeah. I did, I think sex ed, it's called.
Yeah.
I went to school in another state, so I don't know what it's called here, but I reckon that's what it's called, and it's a very awkward class, and... Leaves all the students scarred and the teacher a little bit scarred as well. But it's something we have to do.
I was all over that because I was at home.
You were the weird kid that was a bit too enthusiastic.
I saw a live one at 8.
You were there in like grade 2 going, oh yeah, miss, can we learn about the birds and the bees?
You know, I was probably correcting the teacher because I saw one at 3 years of age.
Oh.
Yeah, but still working through the trauma of that. But this happened over the weekend where a birth happened in a car park outside a hospital.
Okay.
Right.
Did they just not make it to the hospital at the time? Or?
They just didn't make it.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah, you've got 99% of the way there.
Really high steps.
No ramp.
So with the help of her husband, the Kentucky woman over there in the US gave birth over the Mother's Day weekend, rather. So the hospital parking lot just steps away from the entrance.
Mm-hmm.
She'd been told a week prior that, well, go home, just wait till, you know, you really need to... make it happen with much more
technical term.
With much more medical proficiency.
That's what the doctors say.
But get this right, the umbilical cord was cut with a little metal bit off one of those masks. You know, the masks for the COVID-19 pandemic.
Do they have metal in them?
Yeah, they got the little kind of bit that you bend on your nose.
Oh.
Yeah, so they use that to cut the son's umbilical cord and the son's all well and absolutely killing it.
Kind of concerning that those masks have a piece of metal sharp enough to cut an umbilical cord.
Yeah.
And so we just pop that on our nose.
What's a story there? I want to get an invite to that kid's 21st because that is a hectic story to hear.
I hope they keep the little bit of metal. Just frame it or something.
Draft now, a bit of Rapunzel. Simo and Jordan with you. 9:45 for your Tuesday morning.
Simo and Jordan.
Simo and Jordan right here with you.
And hey, Simo, during lockdown, have you taken up any new hobbies or taken some time to learn a new skill?
No, I really should. Maybe pick up painting or cross stitch or something.
Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people have been baking. That's a thing.
Yep, banana bread.
And just their own bread in general, whether it's got bananas in or not.
Savory or dessert, I ask you, banana bread.
It's really not where I thought we were going with this talk break, but I reckon more savory.
Okay.
Not going to deny it, okay. But it's a sweet type of savory. Why? What do you reckon?
No,
you did a very judgmental okay.
I'm just
have I done something wrong?
I
mean sweet.
I just hope we get angry emails about that.
Why do you hope that I address all your angry emails to Simo, not me? Set me up there.
Yeah, so, you know, I agree, by the way. So,
oh, do you?
Yeah,
good.
We're okay. In agreeance.
Send angry emails to Simo. Anyway, I don't know. How did we get on to talking about banana bread from there? Okay, Simo, you don't know what the topic is yet. I
nope.
do. This topic is about the furthest away from banana bread that is humanly possible.
Is it a hobby?
Yes.
Okay.
I'd say it's a hobby. It's definitely a way to pass the time.
What else are people doing in lockdown?
Well, this couple who live in Scotland are trying to encourage people to get their clothes off and become nudists.
Oh, nice.
During lockdown.
That makes sense that it's come from Scotland.
Why?
Because they're already halfway there.
Oh, yeah, I went to Scotland. Everyone was naked.
No, because they wear kilts, right? So they're already halfway there.
I see.
They're already free bowling, so now they're just going completely naked.
Yeah, well, I think tradition dictates that under the kilt, nothing is worn. I don't know if that's just something that people say to kind of make Scottish people sound a bit weird. But because it does get quite cold in Scotland.
A lot of time for our Scottish brothers and sisters.
Juliet and her husband, Ivan Gill.
Okay.
They live in Scotland, and they've spent the last 15 years being naturists, which
nice.
I think is another word for nudists.
Yeah.
They do things like gardening, chilling in their hot tub, and even cooking whilst nude.
You can almost do most of those with clothes on, except for the hot tub part.
Well, even then, you wear boardies or something, so you're still at least partially clothed.
Mm.
But Simo, cooking.
Yeah, in the kitchen. You shouldn't be doing that.
Like, okay, well, there's a hygiene state of things. That's a major issue, but we'll just pop that to a side for now. There's lots of like hot pans, and you open the oven and all the smoke comes out.
There's a lot of
steam.
Risk involved, right?
There really is.
Like that guy is definitely, when he hits Vegas hard. He's like, put it all on black, sir. You're naked. Get out of here.
Actually, no, in Vegas, they'd probably just, that would be fine.
Well, what happens there stays there, except for these guys who take it back to Scotland.
So, Simo, ever considered being a nudist? Or I know it's a weird question, but this whole talk break's a bit weird, mate. We started off talking about banana bread.
No, not really.
I haven't either. Like, I've got some mates that have tried it.
Do you think it's a gradual thing?
What do you mean?
Like, one day you just stop wearing shirts? And there was like, everyone's like, it's pretty cold out, a bit nippy, we can kind of see. But, you know, he's got pants on, so he's fine. And then you see him, like, you know, a month later, you're like, you've lost not wearing your hat anymore. You've been wearing that hat for years.
So what, by the logic of that, people walk around wearing no shirt and a hat.
Look, it's a gateway, okay? It's a gateway to nudists.
And then just progressively more and more clothes come off until they're wearing nothing but a monocle.
Why are you only wearing one sock today? Are you transitioning?
Well, if they wear socks, does that make them nudist? I don't know how it works.
Oh, like if they wear socks but then they're completely naked for the rest of the body?
Yeah.
Are they technically wearing clothes?
They're just slightly weird.
This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.